Michigan, born and raised with Midwestern values and Michigan common sense.
I was absent for a few days here last week and the week before. Much of that time spent cruising around Michigan's Upper Peninsula to the Pictured Rocks. I'd never been there before. I was out on a day on Lake Superior. The lake was as flat as a bathtub. I was on a train, went to Kitchitty Kippy. I think that's how you say it. I don't know. I got a guy here who can spell it, though, and say it as well. He is a roamer, a writer, a wild man, Ron Rademacher. Running Michigan's back roads for a long time. Ron, welcome back.
Steve, I'm glad to see you got right back into the fray.
Well, absolutely. I wouldn't miss it for anything. Anyhow, I had a great time in the Upper Peninsula. It is a treasure. And, you know, and I talk to people all the time. I said, you know, I haven't been to the Upper Peninsula in 20 years. I haven't been there since I was a kid. Go to the Upper Peninsula. Enjoy it. Certainly this time of the year, if you love summer, if you love beaches, I was on, you know, 12 Mile Beach. Sugar sand, as far as you can walk, just it's spectacular, Michigan is.
It's fantastic. Did you take the cruise out to the Pictured Rocks?
We did. We got on the big boat and went out there, and like I said, I could have been out there in a canoe. It was so flat. One day. The next day it was 5-foot waves. The day after that, they were topping 16. So it's pretty, I said to the guy on the boat, I said, how often is it like this? He goes, not very often, with a big smile on his face.
So. Yeah, when I did it too, it was like that, and they were all saying, "Gosh, we should just come back here tomorrow." And the guy was saying, "Don't count on it."
Yeah, and tomorrow's a different day. Anyhow, talking about the Upper Peninsula, let's start there this week.
Well, that's where I am. I'm sitting in my cabin and in Paulding at the Running Bear Resort. And what we got coming up this weekend, you got a couple of things going on. One, of course, is the Hops on the Harbor in Manistique, which is just a little ways from the big spring where you went. Kitchitty Kippy is how you say that.
Kitchitty Kippy. I had it right.
You had it. You got one right for once.
Yeah, there you go.
And so in Manistique this weekend, they're going to be having Hops on the Harbor, which is exactly what it sounds like. All kinds of craft brewers are going to show up. Good food. I even understand Lay's Garden might show up, and they're an award-winning winery. They've won awards for their ice wines.
Really? You know, by the way,
frozen grapes.
I just looked up the Running Bear Resort. It's located squarely in the middle of exactly nothing.
Exactly, yeah. I mean, exactly nothing. And the reason I'm able to talk to you from here is because this place, they have 6 cabins. You come here to go fishing, but they have just absolutely incredible Wi-Fi and cell connections, which you don't have. Yesterday, I was in Copper Harbor all day, and there's no cell connection there of any kind.
We got to move quickly, though. How's the fishing?
The fishing has been spectacular.
They're getting
smallmouth bass down on Lake Gagebic. And in the 10,000 lakes, the perch are huge, and they're biting like crazy.
All right. So just want to know. So smallmouth and perch are happening there. All right. Let's move just slightly south to northern Michigan, just on the other side of the bridge. Because what this is all about, folks, if you've never heard Ron on the program before, we're talking about all the great things you can do in the state of Michigan, which are just about endless. He's written 6 or 8 or 10 books about it. He knows a lot about it. So what's just below the bridge?
Well, you know, the thing that I'm going to go to this weekend, and of course I can go pretty much anywhere I want to, but Lovells is a tiny little town on the north branch of the Osaba River, and they have a bridge there, and this weekend coming up, they're going to have their bridge walk. Now, you know the famous bridge walk, everybody goes and walks across the Mackinac Bridge.
Right.
People tell me that this bridge walk is more fun. I mean, all the motorcycle riders will be there. The Dead Bear Brewery from Grayling brings the whole thing out. They provide the beer. There's food. There's bands. And then the big event is everybody walks across the bridge, and the bridge is about 100 feet long. So it doesn't take all day to cruise across that bridge.
That's cute, though.
But this is a town that has 2 buildings in it.
Yeah.
And it'll have 5,000 people there on Saturday.
Yeah, that's cute. That's a good job to the PR department of Lovells. You know,
they've done a great job. In fact, I think it's the Historical Society is actually the ones that managed to do it. So that's a great, great trip. And if you want to get out in the forest, it's in the middle of nowhere too, just like where I'm sitting right now.
And I also see that the Dead Bear Brewery of Grayling made your list this week. Now, why is that?
Well, because they're one of the original breweries up there, and they bring their whole crew comes over, and they set up for the Lovells Bridge Walk. They provide all the beer. They provide all the entertainment. And they help sponsor it. And it's, you know, it's a major jaunt for them to haul all their stuff over there. So we just like to give them a little buck.
But don't drink too much. You do have to walk a 100-foot bridge. It could be perilous. So you need
it
to be careful.
It could be bad. But there's, you know, they have paramedics on site in case somebody can't make the whole walk. You know, and they'll give you something to drink if you need it.
There you go. Keep hydrated, I say. Always keep
exactly.
hydrated. Give me another. All right. So one of my favorite desserts, without question, maybe top three, is blueberry cobbler. And it's just blueberry cobbler is one of the top three things in my world. Being from Michigan, lots of blueberries, and I see there's a festival going on in the city of Montrose.
Yeah, in Montrose, you know, blueberries tend to ripen from south to north. They ripen down south, downstate, earlier than they do up in Paradise, where they have a gigantic blueberry festival. So one of the very first ones that happens in the state is one in Montrose, and it's exactly what you would expect it to be. It's a nice small town. They have all kinds of food, crafts. They have a blueberry pie eating contest, which, you know, you have to video that to really believe it.
I'd be willing to participate even though I would not win. And I've got to move. So Montrose, the big blueberry festival. And then for Island Sue, a friend of mine, and all the others, it's a jazz weekend on Beaver Island. We got to get this in before we run because it's a jazz weekend. Tell me quickly about that.
Well, you know, if you've never been to Beaver Island, you really have to sometime get out there. They have an incredible arts community. They put on festivals all year long, and they are bringing in, once again, top names. I don't know that much about jazz, but they're bringing in a dozen bands, top names. These are major performers. They have a beautiful community center there that has a big auditorium, great acoustics, and for people who are jazz fanatics, you know, the flight out to Beaver Island takes 20 minutes.
20 minutes and about $62.
Maybe 100.
$62 you know, one way.
$62 one way. You may not be able to come back anyway, so you have to do the weather.
Ron Rademacher, you can find him at MichiganBackroads.com if you're looking for something to do this weekend. Ron is the expert because if you haven't done it, he has. Ron Rademacher, always a pleasure. Enjoy the fishing, my friend.
Thank you, Steve. Good to talk to you.
Back in just a moment on the Steve Gerber Show.